Hey guys, what's up, dudes?
That's weird, friendo.
How's it going out there, everybody, hey, and the party hey. People and the place to be?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey. What's that song? Isn't there like a song from the 90s that's like that? Like,
hey.
No, that's not the song I was thinking of, but we'll go with it, dude. Mm-hmm. We'll go with that song. That's just fine. Well, hello.
Live!
What just happened to my throat? It, like, collapsed in on itself.
You're not dying today, friend.
Like a dying star.
I got you.
Oh, God.
The Heimlich all over this bitch.
The Heimlich?
Heimlich.
Oh, the Heimlich.
Whatever.
Heimlich is something different.
Like my heart?
I mean, it would probably also get me to breathe better, but it's probably like, something
whoa.
That you were not expecting
whoa.
To do. So you've already started drinking, so I gotta come out and tell a story at the very beginning of the show here. So last Sunday, I talked about how I helped my sister move on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were at her boyfriend's parents' house, because he was moving out, his mother is one of those people that, like, you know, take care of you, you know, type of people. Really nice, you know. Like, you want something to drink? You need something to drink? Get something to drink. And I'm never going to comment on what you're doing. I'm just going to keep you doing it all show.
I don't know.
And so she goes, do you want something to drink? As I was walking back into the house, and, like, on the steps leading into their, like, their door from their garage, it's like one of those cardboard
boxes.
Like, boxes. You know, like, quarter boxes. It's like just basically like
A lid.
Yeah, like a lid,
a
but they're
lid.
Using it as a plate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And on it were 6 1.75-liter bottles of Smirnoff.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, uh-huh.
And I go jokingly, hey, I'll take one of those to drink. You know, like, she meant water, but I'm saying vodka because I'm such a funny guy.
Yep.
Okay? And
she's
then
like, have it?
Well, she's like, you can have one of those if you want. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. You know, it's fine. It's fine. You know, and I was like, what about all the wine? You know, because they had a lot of wine. She's like, do you like dry wine? And I'm like, I like anything that has alcohol in it, which is a fact. Not a joke. That's just accurate.
I mean, that's pretty accurate.
And so we do all the moving and stuff. We get back to the house. A couple hours later, she shows up at my sister's new place to help unpack. Well, we're all doing it. And when she shows up, she walks around the corner and she throws this at me.
I was wondering where you got that.
So, like, I was paid
with
to help
vodka.
Move with a massive thing of vodka.
That is a lot of vodka.
And I am very excited that it's Thursday, which means that I can finally, once and for all, drink some of this vodka.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know, right? I haven't drank since Sunday.
Do proper radio here.
It's terrible. Oh, yeah.
First thing you do, okay, from the, this is from the desk of a noted alcoholic.
Okay.
First thing you gotta do when you open a new bottle that's this big is you gotta take out this thing. All right? This is the protector that separates the men from the women.
Yeah, it's the bitch nozzle.
Right. that's a great name for it. They got this on here because they don't want you to go ham. So what you do is you get your teeth. You're great. You just pull it right out.
And I fucking hate your raptor teeth.
Okay, you just pull that right
so
out.
Jealous.
And then you take it and whoop, bye. You never need that again. I will pick that off the floor later and throw it in the trash. But for purposes of illustration, you get it out of your sight.
Get it out of your sight.
Ren, how you doing tonight? Did your furniture arrive? Okay. And so I was going to mix a drink. I was going to mix a drink on the air, but I forgot a cup.
Uh-oh.
So.
Bring yourself one of those tiny-ass solo cups like you did to me, you big old jackass. I asked for a cup for goddamn Bane, and you were like, no! No, he gets a tiny little shot cup, which completely makes it impossible to do a Bane voice. Yeah, that's right. You sabotaged my Bane, you protrusive whore. How long is that damn countdown? What countdown, Platano? The one till the show? Because it's 10 minutes. I don't know what other countdown it could possibly be. So it's probably that one. But yeah, it's 10 minutes. Thinking about doing an intro for that, like, probably 5 of those 10 minutes to entertain you while you wait. It's just to get you in here. See, you wouldn't have been here on time if we didn't have 10 minutes beforehand to make you wait.
He was still late.
We're still late.
I mean, he's still late. Like, if he's just now talking, you know.
Yep.
Takes a while. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand why it takes a while, but it does. Like, without fail, like, 10 minutes leads
people
up.
People aren't always looking at the phones. Then once they see it on the phone, then it's like, oh, bam, got to go check in
this
awesome shit.
They are always looking at their
phones.
Got
to participate in this amazing Mazeballs kind of extravaganza show monologue business.
Now, Menace just said that the 5 minutes of intro that you're going to make out of the 10 minutes is going to be the best 5 of the 10 minutes of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that that's better than the show?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what that means. Which I'm okay with.
Platano, you should have chatted sooner, because then there would be proof, okay?
It's probably true.
Also, it's Warcraft, not Viking.
I can't see chat because of your gigantic bottles of shit.
I'm going to make my drink, okay? Calm down.
Keep pouring. Heavy pour.
Sir.
There you go.
We're good, okay?
That's half the cup.
See, the problem is that, like, from a streamer's perspective, you do the pre-show, and then you do the intro, equals about 10 minutes, and then people show up 5 minutes late. And the reason they show up 5 minutes late is because they know there's a pre-show and an intro. So what they need to do is someone needs to figure out that magic formula for increasing the pre-show time. So, like, let's just say it's once a week. People go, oh, his intro is 10 minutes. I'm going to come in 10 minutes late, okay, which is actually 15, you know?
Yeah.
So then you increase it to 15, because then they'll be there on time, but then they're going to be like, oh, it's 15 minutes now. So then you got to increase it to 20, but you don't know how much time takes to pass.
2 hours before the 3-hour show.
We'll start
the stream.
No joke. When we first did this show, I think I did 30 minutes early.
Yeah, I think
I did. Think I started streaming 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
We could go back to that.
Let's not do that, because that counts as streaming time.
That's why I stopped, for one, because it lowers your average viewership, and two, because I have a data limit every month, and 30 minutes of extra show is another, like, gigabyte of data, so...
Ballin', what's going on, hobo?
Also, I'm an idiot, by the way. Just quote that, but...
It's always, yeah.
I own Until Dawn, the game you're playing tonight.
Yes.
It's 35, it's 40 gigabytes. It's 40 gigabytes. Yeah, it was a free PlayStation Plus game, I own it. So I downloaded it, the full game, 40 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. I go to update it, accidentally hit delete the whole thing, I had to download it again. So there's 80 gigabytes in my 1,000 I have every month.
Smooth.
It's the 23rd, and I got 9 more days I got to make it. So.
Smooth.
Yeah, guess who's going to pay extra on overage charges this month? Yep. It's this guy, because I'm uploading 2 Let's Plays a day instead of 1, and I just...
Super smooth,
I just doubled the download size of a huge game. And
so is it a gigabyte up, a gigabyte down?
No, it's a terabyte.
Terabyte?
It's
sorry.
A terabyte
that would be pretty bad.
It's a terabyte of all data.
Okay.
Period.
So download and upload.
Download and upload. It's just a terabyte of data being used over a month period.
Is that why you're not watching on your phone right now?
It's a second to a second. No, I'm not watching on my phone right now because my phone doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
So I hope the show works. I hope you guys can see me.
I think it works fine.
I think it's fine, except for OBS is still broke, so...
I think it works just
It's fine. People can hear us. They're chatting with us. It's fine. Menace says smooth move. We know he's
smooth
here making fun of us. That is just straight vodka. By
yeah, it is.
It's really good, though.
Also, Sprite Zero's not going to do nothing. What does that say? New cheer. I thought you were going to make that small.
No, cheers aren't small.
I thought cheers were small.
Cheers aren't small. Cheers, things that give us money are big.
Okay.
For curiosity, Menace, thank you, first of all, for your 10 bits. Did you hear the noise for that cheer?
No.
We didn't.
Right.
But did they?
Oh, was there a noise?
There was supposed to be.
Oh, well, we're not going to hear any noise.
Well, OBS is doing the same thing for me today on this account that it was doing on my account,
yeah,
which
they
is where...
no sound effect.
Well, there should be sound! Let me try it again. Hear anything?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you know what happened?
Mm.
Did it fall and mute?
Did he mute the computer?
Try it again, Menace.
Twice. It's going to happen twice. Just give it a second, man. It'll come through. Now it's going to happen 3 to 4 times.
I hope it does.
It's 4 times.
I hope it happens a million times. Okay, so that worked. That worked.
Host?
The host worked. Why is everybody? Why? It's a vodka's already hit me,
work.
Dude. It's already cursing through my body. There. You guys don't hear that? Oh, wait. That's a new one. He just cheered again. Where's my sound?
No. Oh.
How do we know? But we heard sound, okay?
Yeah.
So you guys heard sound. I mean, they didn't before.
Because your computer
because
was
computer
muted.
Because the computer was
yeah,
muted.
So there's no
but
sound.
But now they
in.
Hear it. Yes. Now whenever you cheer, there's a sound. Now whenever you follow, there's a sound. Now whenever you raid, there's a Dan.
There's a Dan.
Do the same sound when you do the subscriptions.
Oh, my God.
Subscriptions.
Take a bit more of that drinky there, buddy.
Dude, just try it. Just try a sip of this.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's great. I love it, but it's pure vodka.
No.
It's pure vodka.
No, if that was pure vodka, I would have thrown up.
See, there's another 10. Abuse the sound. See, Taylor, she's going to get one too. Look at that. Look at that. And see, if you now, if you do 500 or more, foghorn. Okay? 500 cheers or more, foghorn. $5 or more, foghorn. Less than $5, you get that, no matter what amount you give. $1, 5 bits, it doesn't matter. You get a noise now. It used to not even show up on stream, but because Colby finally got done with the job he was supposed to do.
Shut up!
We now have
finally
sound.
Did it.
You finally
do
did.
I have anything else on the to-do list? Because I don't think so.
Absolutely, you do.
I don't.
Do we need to look at it on stream?
Not including your shit. For this show.
Yes, you have merch.
Okay, that doesn't count.
No, merch counts.
There's already merch.
No, it'd need better merch with our new logo.
Better merch? You're saying my designs aren't good? Then why am I doing more?
Well, maybe you'll improve.
I'm not. I've declined, if anything, in my design skill.
I disagree. Menace, thank you for your, what is that, 30 bits?
30.
And Taylor, thank you for the hundy bits. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Link in the bio.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Probably the merch link.
What?
The merch link.
What are you talking about?
Our merch link.
I updated
link.
The bio. The bio should look great. By the way, Colby also did that. He updated all of the buttons on all the channels. See? Menace says, where's the merch?
It's in the merch section.
And he says, where's the merch?
Not new merch.
Okay, so look at this, all right? So this is, look at our channel. Look at how sexy it is, okay? First of all, it's going to be Streamception unless I get rid of that. So look at that. Look at all these beautiful, beautiful links.
It's really terrible, actually.
Are you serious?
Looks like shit.
You're trolling me. This looks great.
I mean, it looks fine. It's not anything special. Then again, you can't really do much special.
No, you can't do much special, okay? All right.
Where's the subscribe one? I gave that to you.
I know.
Done anything
well,
with it yet.
I need to up. Okay, so to be honest, the sub
thanks, Bowen.
Emote for you.
Yep.
Oh,
right. It is
specifically
old.
This
is
one right
now.
Here. Let me just
so
spam
now
it real
that
quick.
I need to update it.
Yeah, well, I was going to do it for you because I literally,
you literally
like,
just
changed it the day you said it to me. But I also kind of want, so I made this one. I made this one on my stream, and I just kind of want you to copy it, even though I kind of copied it from you to begin with.
My dog got me earlier, man. I'm
sorry, man. I understand.
Fucking dog.
So here's I want something like this now. Like, I still want it to be subscriptions, but, like, it should have, like, we need, like, an emotes, you know? So I think the one you made for subscribe, I'll use for subscribe, and then you can make one just for emotes
TV emote
that shows
thing.
All of our emotes.
Which I don't even know what those are.
Well, you could do exclamation point BTTV in the chat. Here, I'll do it for you. There's all of our better Twitch TV. Those four. Those are the other ones you need to include. So, yeah. So the old faces are gone? Well, my fat face is still there. These are all of our emotes. So we've got the hog, the lick, and the fat face. Okay, so those are our emotes for our channel. It's tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. So, and then the better Twitch TV has Colby's fat face in there. So technically that one's free now. But I don't think anyone wants to use that when they have Colby lick. I mean, if Colby Lick doesn't sell some tier 2 subscriptions...
Hey, go back to the screen real quick.
What screen?
Like, the screen view. Now go back to our main
Why, are you going to make fun of the names?
Our names pop up every time you do that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's why I don't like to do it every time.
Okay. I didn't know, man. I didn't know if that was something that you were doing. Oh, now you broke it.
I'm getting rid of it.
Now
it's gone forever. No more.
Now you broke it.
Well,
it's probably good to do it multiple times over the course of the show for new people.
But a good real broadcaster,
would
just remember.
Yeah, you're not.
You know, every
that.
15 minutes, let's show our names.
Yeah, no.
But instead, I'm just going to be lazy, and every time we change this view, which obviously isn't that often, like it used to be a lot.
Yes.
But now we don't do a lot, so now I just kind of organically, if the names are there, you know, we'll just blip.
It You broke it.
I did broke it.
It's all right.
We could fix
you
it.
Burnt,
we
you broke. Fix it. You bent. You broke
it. It's fixed. Boom. And I like how your Twitch is on there. Go. Make sure you go follow Newman Drums.
Yeah, give me a follow and a like and a subscribe. I don't have subscribe.
I was in here yesterday hanging out with my son while he was watching some videos. Mm-hmm. He was watching... I think it was a Fortnite video, I'm pretty sure. I think it was like the top five secret areas in the Fortnite map or something. And at the end, like, the guy legitimately was like, if you like this video, be sure to smash that thumbs up button. Like, they actually say it. Like, that's not a joke. People actually say smash it.
Yes.
I don't...
That is...
Like, I thought smash it was hyperbole based on the fact that people are crazy about the smashing, you know? Like, yeah. People, like, they just say, like, you know, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. And so people are like, smash it, man! But he actually literally said smash it.
All the people that are, like, say it at the beginning of any fucking YouTube video, yeah. I'm automatically clicked out of
right.
that video. Because
right.
can't take it. If you say it at the end, completely earned.
What about
if
an intro?
If I make it to your end of your video, I should like your video because it was a good video.
What about an intro like this, all right? What up, everybody? It's your boy here. Coming to you with another Waves vs. Slate Digital mixing video for you. Forever, if you ever want to hire me, newofficial@gmail.com. It's down here at the bottom. Make sure you do that because I will mix your video on my channel for free. No extra charge. What about an intro like that? How would you rate the intro?
I think you missed a couple of parts, but.
Did
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't got to. My social media is all right here. It's all at Unofficial Tony P. It's all right here. It's flashing down here on the screen. I'm on everything. How about that? You think that's good?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's you gotta praise him for his consistency.
Yeah, man, he does it every time.
Rocket Man, how are you doing? Ballin, how are you doing?
Every time.
Morris, how are you doing? He just told me to die.
Die.
There's not enough subs I can get for that intro. I know, dude. I know. I wish you guys could buy 6 subs each.
That'd be great.
I don't think he opens with ya boy, though. If I'm being honest. I don't think he opens with your...
It's possible.
I think he just says, what's up, everybody?
What up, everybody? It's Tony P. I'm here to fucking rape your ears because you don't want this information.
Now, for the record...
You check in here to see how dumb and stupid I be
I have
all the time.
I have not watched...
Love you, Pinella.
...his latest video.
That channel does not exist.
Really?
You can't spell official right.
Is that not right?
Official...
Okay. For the record, I have not watched his latest video. We're just going to... It's posted one day ago. Let's just look and see how close I was to his intro, okay? Here we go. Oh, see, we didn't have any music.
We didn't have the rap music.
We didn't have the rap music at the start.
Ah, failure.
Okay, here we go. What is up, my unofficial fam? Welcome back.
Oh, God. Is that a thing now?
Hey, excuse me. You gotta wait to comment.
Unofficial fam.
Unofficial fam.
Oh, get out my life.
Okay, here we go. What is up, my unofficial fam? Welcome back to another Waves vs. Slate Digital video. I am Unofficial Tony P.
Oh,
and as
close.
Always, if you'd like to hire me, email me, newofficial@gmail.com. I will make your song on my YouTube channel at no extra charge whatsoever. That is 100% free from me to you, and we will get all the good things going.
He said Jew and then went into an Arabian accent.
These videos fucking buckle up.
Oh my God.
He should have stopped.
Menace, it's not family.
It's the unofficial fam.
Fam.
It's the fam. FAM. Get it right, New York. You should be hip.
It's his too, Taylor. It's his too. He doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to admit it. But
I haven't talked or seen him in over 6 months.
That's fine. Still friendly to his face.
It's just roasting you.
For the record, I never watch his things, and every time I do, it makes me question.
That's true.
Why
I am actually more of a friend than you
are,
because at least I watch enough of his stuff to make fun of him.
I can't, or else I would kill him. I would stab him. He'd be stabbed.
I honestly want him to find success.
He's much less douchey when he's not on the internet.
He literally owns a pair of pajama sweatpants that look like actual jeans.
Well, yeah, but that was from like 4 years ago, and now he's too broke to buy new sweatpants.
No, he does. He has a job.
Well, yeah, but he's still got adult bills now.
Yeah, well, so do we, and we barely have jobs.
But still, we're not buying new sweatpants, and neither is he. That's my point.
You are wearing a shirt that I saw you in 5 years ago.
Yeah.
This shirt is literally so old, it has a video game on it. That's how long ago it's been. It was back when Kobe played games.
Mm-hmm.
Not after this show, but like legitimately played games. Yeah. That's how old this shirt is.
This might have been the last game I ever played.
I told Chris.
Was Survive the Night or Dying Light.
Dude, yesterday. We were at the mall yesterday, okay? Because Chris likes to go shopping, and she was bored. And so I was like, I'll just take you to the mall. So you stop. Complain. Another sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Thank you. Only if they look like jeans. Thank you guys so much for all the cheese.
That should
tonight,
be our next video. We should go to Goodwill and try and find a pair of sweatpants with 10 cents.
That'd be hilarious. That's a great idea, actually. I feel like we'd get in trouble for filming at Goodwill, though. I'm very
we
loud.
We need some of those Snapchat,
yeah.
like
we put them in a bag
glasses.
Or something, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever the upskirt people use, that's what we need to shoot our videos.
There you go.
Yeah. But I was in there, we went into Famous Footwear, and I was just like, God, I love shoes. Like, I forgot how much I love shopping for shoes. Like, you're a shoe guy, right? Like, you like shoes.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just love shoes.
They
and
look good.
I haven't bought a new pair of shoes in probably 2 years.
Oh, me neither.
And like, but I have probably... I probably have like 20 or 30 pairs. Oh my God.
See that hole right there that I have no idea how it got there? Yeah, that's
have
there.
Have some self-respect, dude. Kylo definitely ate that shoe. Kylo definitely ate that.
You think that happened?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Possible.
Yeah. So I was there and I was like, because I probably have 20 pairs of shoes. Like just because I got to have dress shoes and casual shoes and I got to have them in every color. Okay, I don't aim more.
Right.
But back when I actually had a job and I had meetings and I went and talked
you
to people.
Had nice shoes, yes.
Yeah, I had to have nice shoes. And so I was just like, I should just sell all my shoes.
You just bought a new pair of shoes? Mm-hmm. I did.
Britt just put you on blast, dude.
I did do that.
Menace with another get cold. He's abusing the noise. I mean, that's the point. That's fine. Abuse it. The noise is not annoying, and that's part of the point. You know? Far the point. But anyway, I was just like, I should sell all my shoes. And then Chris looked at me like, don't do that. And I'm like, I don't wear them. Like, I don't even wear shoes for my job. I don't need them at all. I don't wear shoes. And so I was like, I could sell some of my like, I have shoes in there that cost like $500. Like, I could eBay them for $300 probably because I keep really good care of them. And so I could sell my shoes. And I'm like, you know, I really only wear like 10 shirts. I could sell all my shirts too. And like...
I know.
Like, Chris is like, you can't just get rid of everything you own. And I'm like,
why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't I get rid of everything?
We're becoming the High Sparrow, man. We don't need shit. The only thing we need is internet connection and this setup that we got here. That's all you need.
You can't sell secondhand shoes. Well, first of all, they're firsthand that
you
I'm selling.
You definitely can.
So, grammared. And
you can
also,
sell anything
yes,
on eBay.
You can absolutely. I could literally
There's
dump in the
bags
shoe.
Bags of fucking people's like belly button lint being sold on eBay.
That's true.
You can do anything on that site.
eBay
except sex. I don't think you can do sex.
You can probably get around it with some
You could do used
language.
Like sex toys, but you can't
not
do,
even cleaned, probably.
Probably not.
Yeah. It's bad for your feet, Morris. I don't think
Morris,
people who
what
buy
are you doing?
People who are looking for a deal don't care about their feet, Morris. Okay,
nah.
They just want that Gucci
They'll
at a discount.
That. Yeah.
For the record, I own no Gucci feet. I'm a Cole Haan person.
I do.
You don't have any Gucci.
I have one thing that's Gucci.
Do you really? What is it?
No.
Oh,
it's my underwear.
Yeah, of course. I almost one time. This is probably 5-6 years ago when I was going through my hip hop phase. I almost bought a $500 Gucci knit stocking cap.
That would be something you would buy.
I know. I would have looked really good, too. Hashtag belly buttons from eBay.
Yeah, man.
Cheer Ted from Menace.
We're going to find a pair of sweatpants for a buck if you keep going, Menace.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
He's at 70 bits. He's about to take down Taylor to get that gold. But I almost bought that. I the only reason I didn't is because it was knit and not like stretchy,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I bet it wouldn't fit on my head.
Knit?
Yeah. Like, it was a fitted knit cap, basically.
I gotcha.
Like, it had some give, but it wasn't like, if I go get a stocking cap out of my thing, it's gonna go from this to this when it gets on my head. It's gonna look like a deflated hot air balloon to a hot air balloon when I put it on my head. Is the title actually gonna work? Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
No typos
we
from this
are
point on.
Geniuses.
Me yeah.
Me England bed?
Yeah.
Well shit, it was 99 cents.
Exactly.
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 Going to that thrift store.
You're
we
not gonna
can
find
a thrift store in Wichita that we can record it.
I find...
it'll probably be on Grove, but...
I follow... There is actually one over on Grove. Mm-hmm. Grove and Douglas, there's a thrift store, and it smells like human feces.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a joke. It is horrible. It's one of the worst places I've been in my life, and I went there 10 years ago, and I still have PTSD from that place. Mm. And post-traumatic smell disorder. And I follow this Reddit... Taylor gave another one on it. Don't come for my title,
don't
she says.
Come for my title.
Don't come for my title. Taylor, you're far and away now the big D.
New follower, man. D-Lanod. D-Lanod? Is that what it is?
He followed?
Yeah.
Why didn't it make a noise?
I don't know. Did you not set up a noise for follower?
Follower should make a noise! Thanks for the follow, man. I'm going to replay it.
Maybe. Replays are not working tonight.
Replays don't work.
Nope.
Replays don't work. Mm-mm. So anyway, I follow this this subreddit called Game Collecting, and every once in a while, someone will get on Game Collecting and just be like, "I found this Goodwill, and it's like a PlayStation 1 and 30 games for like $6."
Right.
And I'm like, who actually finds that stuff?
Random people in very well placed.
Like my mom, she literally goes to Goodwill and she will find like name brand clothes with a tag still on it.
Yeah,
I don't know how she does it. I'm gonna do
gotta
a test follow
for a while.
Yeah, see, noise.
That's weird.
See, noise.
It didn't do it for him.
In order to be called the Big D, you actually have to be the Big D on this channel. Otherwise, it just gets confusing. So we'll call you Lewis.
Lewis.
So why can't we call him Delanald? Delanald.
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 He's gonna unfollow. So it's gonna happen.
Very true.
Yep. It's okay.
D-Lanald.
He should know what's up here. But anyway, so I don't know how those thrift store stuff works. He also asked, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Colby needs new shoes. He looks like a street person.
Stuff. Oh, buddy.
Oh, my. Did he do it?
What's my name?
He did it! He did it!
Minish,
you're the big D. Is he double D? No. I thought for a second he was the double D. But
double D.
Icy is still holding high to the top.
Holding
tip, so.
Strong. Does it combine people's tips?
The way yes, it does over the period of time selected. So for this show, it's a rolling 30 days. So it's not a month.
Uh-huh.
It's a rolling 30 days.
Gotcha.
So it goes back to what July 24th. So since July 24th, Taylor has given 300 bits to the channel.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah, but this week. Menace is the big D. And he's got that gold next to his name to prove it. So, yeah, that's what it'll be.
Mm.
That's how it works.
I'm confused. I'm glad you know how to do all this shit because I would be
confused.
Lost.
How is that hard to understand?
He's very lost. He's got coins. He's got names. He's the big D. He's not the big D. He's not up here, but he's somewhere else. Boy.
Boy.
Taylor.
So,
boy.
Okay, so here's how it works. Twitch has a leaderboard. Do you see it right here? Right here? See
sure.
this?
Yep.
Okay, so Taylor has now given 400 bits.
Uh-huh.
This week.
In the last... Oh, okay.
And Menace has given 211. No one's cheered for number three, okay? This resets in 3 days. It resets Sunday night.
Gotcha.
Okay? The Discord, the big D, okay... It looks at the people up top. So right now, Icy has given $10 in the last 30 days. Taylor has given 300, given, well, that hasn't updated yet. I think it's five total dollars, maybe four. It updates. It's $5. I'm pretty sure it's $5 in okay. bits in the last 30 days.
$5, yep, we got it.
So the people in the Discord,
uh-huh.
like Taylor,
yep.
who are top tipper cheerer.
And connected to Twitch in the Discord.
No. They
no.
don't even need to be connected to Twitch. They said to be in the Discord.
Okay.
If that's the case, I give you the title, The Big D.
Gotcha.
And you stand out.
Do you have to take away that title once
I do.
Not? God, you do a lot of work for this show.
I do a lot of work, yes. Yeah, and I also have to do it for my own stream, and it's every week on my stream. So.
You're ridiculous.
I would do it every week here, but we only do two shows a week.
Yeah.
So, like, the people yeah. here would barely get to be the Big D.
That's
so.
Understandable.
That's the idea.
Our time frame's better than yours.
What do you mean?
We don't have to do this every fucking day. You have to do yours every fucking day.
Yeah, I do. I have to do mine every day. It's my job.
I feel bad for you, man.
It's my title. You will get the copyright.
Knee?
What? What's happening?
You'll get the copyright. He's going to sue us because we're using his name.
Oh, my God.
Arms raised.
He's up by one bit. He's up by one bit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Base of Brain, how are you doing, sir? Welcome.
Basement friend man, how you doing?
There's a lot of vodka in that.
Yeah, it is. You're welcome.
I love some vodka.
You're welcome.
One didn't work. He just typed the number one.
Right. I don't know why.
What he's doing. Where'd all these viewers come from? I don't know. Maybe we're attractive.
Yeah,
man. All right? Maybe we're getting better.
We're doing good.
Maybe we're popular now, all right? Well, if they all leave now, I'm going to blame you.
And then
you,
we're back and we're here now and we got more people. You missed out. Got to get to know the new community. D. Lanold. He's here.
His name is Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Louise.
Oh, is it Louise?
I don't know. He's from Britain, right? Didn't he say that?
He yelled at me.
Me England bed.
I don't know. He might be an actual piece of English furniture.
Me England bed.
I think he was making a joke, though, if I'm going to be honest. I think the joke was my English bad. And so he misspelled it on purpose because our title is We'll Make You Smart. So,
from Belgium. Got an English bed.
Dude, Belgium's a great place. Holy.
All right, Menace, you got some room to make up. Taylor!
Technically, Menace could buy $10 worth of bids and still be one bid over. It would be so funny, but you guys, please don't get in a bid anymore and knife people.
Boom! Boom, oof, oh God!
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
Listen, Taylor says.
It was a joke.
And I believe that is actually instructions to the podcast listeners.
Listen. Harder.
Listen harder. Taylor and Menace, both of you, thank you guys. Thank you guys for your bits.
Am I still first?
You're not still first, Menace. I'm sorry.
Nope.
You're second, though, and, you know, as long as you don't watch the movie Talladega Nights, there's no shame in second place.
You ain't first. You're second, third, fourth, fifth, you know. Goes down. There's a lot of numbers, Bobby.
I was about to quote that. Isn't that like the dad in that movie? He's like, what do you mean you're first, you last? They're second, third, fourth.
Third, fourth, fifth. Yeah.
How much? You're down by $10. She has cheered 1,400. You're currently at 401. You'd have to buy 1,000 more bits in order to overtake her.
Menace, I'm not going to tell you to not do that.
Do it.
So
you gonna let her? We can't both be first. That's 11th. That's a great point.
That's 11th.
That's a great point. Delanold asked if we were American spies, and absolutely.
We feed Russia information.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They don't. They've rejected everything we've told them.
We're not the only ones
up to this point, but we do our best.
Hey, you want to go into some political talk?
Dude, no.
We haven't done it in so long.
Yeah, okay. Can someone, please, right now, tell us how many viewers we have, and then when Colby is done with politics, put back in the chat how many viewers we have.
No!
And then we'll
fine,
see.
I won't even talk
nope,
about it.
I want to hear it.
Nope,
what do you want?
I
what
won't
do you
even
want?
Talk about
I'm
it.
I'm curious, man. Okay, we have 13 right now. That's how many people you're going to offend. You ready? Except Morris. Morris won't go away for anything. Okay, Menace. White flag. He's calling uncle. He's
done.
Out. We thank you for your 406 bits tonight, Menace.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Paul Manafort.
Okay.
And
who's that?
Michael Cohen.
Oh, are those the jail people?
Those are the two people in jail.
Okay,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got convicted.
Yeah.
Under like 10 counts of, you know.
Fraud and.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So that's that. And they're both saying that they could give up information on Trump, saying that he knew that he was colluding with Russia.
But they won't, right? Because they'll get
what's
killed in jail.
Them? Well.
I mean, what happens if they get shanked?
Then, yeah, that's probably the biggest American conspiracy ever.
I mean, is anything going to happen if
anything?
They get shanked?
Probably.
No. Nah, what would happen?
An investigation.
And then what would happen?
They'd find out that somebody paid somebody to tell this dude to stab that guy.
And then what would happen?
Then we'd throw Donald Trump in jail.
No, we would. Come on. come on.
If it went that high to the top, man.
It won't happen.
It always goes that high.
No, it's going to end at some hobo who they found at a McDonald's to be the fall guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, we'll make your family very comfortable if you say you stabbed this guy. Say that's all they got to do. Plant some fake browser history. Yeah.
What?
Like, what? What's happening?
I don't know. They wouldn't be put in Jim Pop, also white collar prison. People still die in white collar.
Yeah, man.
Rarely.
I can only afford blue collar prison. I can't afford any prison.
I can't go to prison.
I've been paying for prison.
I would not want to do that. I pay for prison, right?
I mean, we all pay for prison with our taxes. Well, all of us Americans pay for prison with our taxes.
Yeah.
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 And there's also private prisons. I don't know how those get funded, but...
And also, Jenny Artemis?
Yeah.
Hello?
Jenny Artemis, yeah.
Have we seen her?
I don't believe her. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Anywho.
So, you have any...
It was all over fucking Reddit. That was the newest kind of Trump's going down news I've seen in a long time, so I thought it was a big deal.
Yeah, but it's not actually... Nothing's actually going to happen.
Maybe something will, man.
I came because of the smart, so you're going to get smart so hard. You're going to get smarted so hard. Just keep listening. You're going to be at least 1% smarter by the end of this show.
Yeah, did you know that Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen were going to jail?
Did
Boom.
My tip go through?
Smart.
I mean, basement brain, I would say...
Smarter.
No, it would show up if it went through.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no, it did...
Good job there, friend.
It's in my PayPal.
Good job there, friend. Why didn't it pull up?
That's
kind of the whole point of tipping, is for you to get a message read.
He gave $13.
Oh, shoot.
Why didn't it show up?
Here, we can do it. Basement brain. Basement brain. Tip, $13. There you go, basement. For you.
God, you're heavy. I was gonna lift you, but I can't. God! Why didn't it go through,
man? I think that was worth the tip more than a foghorn. So.
You guys think I'm entertaining right now. I'm actually filled with rage.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. You just threw your chair. That's never happened on this show.
Why didn't it show?
I don't know, man. That's very confusing.
People give us money. I want people... If it doesn't show up...
You want people... Boom. Confirmed.
I think two of those people are here because I'm probably throwing the chair in the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm so mad right now. I can't even tell you. Are you sure you gave it to me? Are you sure you gave it to this show and not Z-Swix? Just curious.
That might be the issue.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago he sent it.
That's weird, buddy.
I don't understand. I mean, well, I guess I'll...
Streamlabs sucks. Big old donkey butt.
Yeah. Well, look at this. Look at this chat right here. Okay, here's the Streamlabs. Zero donations, zero revenue, one follow, one host, 1,800. 1,800 bits. You guys are crazy. Okay.
That's great.
I'm just saying. I don't know why it doesn't show up. I apologize. Basement brain...
Basement brain. Oh, did you see that? I fucking brought that shit on. That was magic. I just conjured that from my being. Just send it right straight through, man. Refresh the fucking page and we'll update.
Is that different?
No.
Yeah,
wait,
it is.
It's different? I'm so confused.
I have $13 from him in my PayPal,
uh-huh.
And he just gave $10.01. That's two donations, but only one of them showed up. Oh, where's my chair?
Are you sure the first one didn't go to Z-Swix? Because that would make so much more sense.
I mean, that would make so much sense, but, I mean, why would he do that?
I don't know. He had the wrong link. He's watching via Z-Swix account.
I mean, I would appreciate if all of you did that.
Don't.
If that's true, I keep all that $13.
Don't do it.
I don't care if it's during our hours.
It's during our show!
If he tipped me...
You piece of shit.
He tipped me, it's my money.
Oh, you're gonna lit.
What?
You're gonna get lit on fire.
Oh, okay.
Gonna get lit straight up on fire.
That's so weird. Well, Basin Braid, thank you for your $23.01. Did you do something different? Like, did you, I mean, I didn't get the PayPal for that one. So my assumption is he used a different method to pay us the second time.
That makes no sense.
Oh. Oh.
What?
That's so confusing. Okay, so just a little peek behind the scenes, chat. Here's what happened. Basement brain.
The mystery of the tip.
He donated $10.01 according to Stream Labels.
Yep.
But he gave us an awesome emote, which I wonder is why, if there was a delay, is because of the emote. Is it Colby Lick? I think it was Colby Lick. Let me play it again. It's not going to play again because God hates me.
Yep.
Okay?
What are bits, Kappa?
It's not going to play again. Okay, anyway, there was an emote with it. And he says that he paid $2.99 extra to use the emote.
Okay.
But I got $13 in my account, which is what he paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense if, like, Stream Labels took the $2.99 to support them or something, you know, for emote functionality.
Yep.
And then only showed $10.01, which is what we got paid, except I got all the money. I'm just very confused.
Well.
But thank you very much, Basement Brain, for all of your dollars. You're now the big D again.
Man. Fantastic.
The big
man.
D again. Wow, we rich? Yeah, we're definitely going to pay our rent with that. $10.
Rich, man. We could buy so many pairs of sweatpants now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's like, it's like six pairs for each of us.
I mean, they would have to have six pairs at the thrift store, and that seems
1,000% do. It depends on which Goodwill.
Not
you go
ones
to.
That look like
Goodwill
jeans.
Home, wherever that is.
Not ones that look
the home
like
base.
Jeans.
No. Well, a lot of people of lesser fashion decisions donate to Goodwill.
Dude, you know how good I would look in an Adidas tracksuit? Especially a shiny one.
A shiny one?
A shiny Adidas tracksuit.
What do you mean shiny? Like the whole thing's metallic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what I mean. Thanks for the follow. Appreciate it. Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
I mean no.
I would look amazing.
You would look like a gigantic fucking crystal ball. Like, why would you want to look like that?
What's bad with that?
What's bad with that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to look
you'd
like a beautiful crystal
the
ball?
You'd sun. You'd blind people. The surface area is just too much.
Okay, you're just being hurtful now, alright? I was up with... I mean, those were compliments up until the surface area comment, which seemed to be unnecessary. Okay?
Sorry.
At least I couldn't land an airplane on my forehead.
Oh!
Oh! Your forehead's not even that big. That's the first thing. I looked over at you and I'm like, can't mention the beard, talk about it too much. Forehead, I guess? Yeah. I didn't know what to do, so it's too much vodka. It's too much vodka, to be honest.
Super Slav, Seth? Slavic? That is a Slavic.
Yeah, with the Adidas tracksuit. Yeah, yeah, for sure, dude. I could pull off the Slav look. You have to be able to grow facial hair, though, to be a Slav, don't you? Like, everybody over there has gray beards, little short gray beards.
Well, maybe a Slav, but you could also go Italian mafia in that way. They always wear tracksuits.
Yeah,
they
but
don't
I don't
beards.
Do. Isn't this the Italian thing?
You're doing it right now.
Yeah, I don't do this.
But
ever.
You're doing it right now.
I don't do this.
You just got to remember to do it.
Just every time I speak, just do this, and I could be the Italian mafia.
Nine.
You wrong?
You wrong.
I mean, he would know he's from Belgium, which is three or four countries over from the
Slavic
countries.
I don't know things about Europe.
Belgium is next to Germany.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, and their flag is the same as Germany's, but a little different.
A little different?
Yeah, it's like almost the exact same.
Germany is like black, yellow, and red?
You got it.
Yeah.
And then Belgium's flag is black, yellow, and red as well, just not in that order.
What?
Isn't Mexico somewhere up there, too? Belgium.
By Belgium?
See, Belgium's flag right there.
I thought
okay?
Germany's is just horizontal.
And then Germany.
Yeah.
It's the same flag, dude. It's hilarious. It's the same stuff. It's great.
That's fun.
Isn't Mexico up there somewhere, too? I think they're way north, though. I think they're way north.
Like almost
dude, can
all the way
I can
again.
I say something super controversial that's going to make
south.
Me look like an idiot?
Yes.
Okay. I saw an article on Twitter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about Antarctic ice Arctic ice on Greenland melting, and they thought it would be like the like last place to melt. And so the Twitter headline was like, ice not expected to melt for X number of years, melts, causes climate controversy. Okay? And then I actually read the articles, and I'm like, well, we're all going to die, so I wanted to actually see what we were going to die from and when. And it was just like, this ice melted earlier. It turns out the ice we actually thought was going to last a long time isn't this ice, but it's farther to the west. So there's actually no need. I mean, there's need to panic, but there's no need to panic in this particular exact situation.
Shit up, man.
Because it's not this ice; it was this
global
ice. They were just wrong on the position.
Fake Chinese news.
Well, and that's
news.
What I didn't want to happen because global warming's
fake
actually
Chinese
real.
News.
But every time there's a sensationalist headline like that,
yep.
all the people who deny global warming go,
like,
"Look at that!
Yep.
See, they were wrong." So why are we all idiots?
There's a natural global warming. Yes. There will also be, at some point in time, a global cooling event.
Yeah, Earth when
works.
We all die because we heat the Earth up too much.
It's not that way, nope.
Are you? I can't tell if you're being serious right now.
Yeah, man. It's waves. That's why at one point the Earth was lava, and then we had an ice age. It goes in waves. Now it's just closer to the middle. It just varies over the course of, 100, 200
Tell
years.
That to people in Miami who built pumps to keep the ocean out of their town.
Hey, man, shit fucking melts. Shit will also freeze again. Sorry you built your house on
Miami,
bad land.
Miami will not ever freeze.
We will never flood, so we're good.
Here in Kansas, we'll be
just
fine.
Move in. Move into the middle of the continent.
Are you actually becoming Chuck Hardwood?
Oh, I'm Chuck Hardwood.
Why are you
full
becoming-
on hardwood, bro?
Why?
I'm hard as wood as possible.
First of all, Basement Rain made an amazing dad joke.
Oh, did I miss
about
it?
The global cooling. He says all the dads rejoice at the lower electric bills.
I will fucking rejoice at the lower electric bills.
You keep.
I ain't no dad.
Oh, that's right. El Papa says Kansas used to be all underwater. So if we're
that's
going
true.
In a cycle, we're all going to drown, man.
Yeah, we are. We're not lower than sea level,
oh,
but
we
could get there.
Oh, we will be now because the sea keeps raising.
Nah, because Pangea was like on the edges and then it converged in the
we're
middle.
We're literally
and
yelling
that's
scientific.
That's what the Rocky Mountains are, man. That's when Pangea stopped moving. The crusts.
Crusts. You like crusts, dude? I love a good
you
flaky crust.
You said people would get smarter on this show. This is what it is.
This is not what I meant.
This is what it is.
Just go into your college classrooms and be like, do you guys like crust? And then just talk about mountains.
The crusts form the Rocky Mountains. I'm not crazy.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, don't live in Miami. That's the
don't do that. Come to Kansas.
No, don't do that.
Make us suck less.
No, I would honestly
you're
rather...
telling me if Menace didn't move here right now, we wouldn't become like 3%, 4% better immediately?
Well, he didn't know about that thing earlier that we had to school him on. Remember that? I don't remember what it was at this point because it was 10 minutes ago. But
I
yeah,
don't remember either.
He would, just don't come to Kansas. I am beat. Look at my face, chat. I would rather die in a flood in Miami than live here happily ever after.
It's accurate.
Yes. Don't go to Belgium, though. Where
too
do we,
much people here?
Where do we send the Belgians?
Whoa. Too many people in Belgium?
That's what he's saying. I don't know. I don't know anything about
come
Belgium.
Come to fucking America, man. There are too many people in Kansas, let alone fucking Los Angeles, New York.
You just
Menace,
said we
tell them about
people.
New York.
We just said we needed more
Menace,
people.
Tell them about New York. I'm not saying here, just somewhere in Kansas.
We could fit a ton of Belgians in western Kansas.
Yes.
A ton of them.
Yeah, we we're about
fit,
the same size, I'm sure.
Are. Belgium might be smaller than Kansas.
Probably.
We could take half of Belgium. Okay, Lanald, is there a way to take half of Belgium? Is there a way to know the people you don't like and somehow export them to Kansas to sit here in squalor and sadness for the rest
send
of their
all
time?
The old people.
No, there's
great,
enough old people.
It's a great place to die.
It actually, that's
it's
not
a really good.
That's
place
actually
to
not
die.
A joke. There's several newspaper articles that talk about.
This is the best place to retire.
Yeah,
it's cheap.
And retire is just newspaper nice for dead.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. That's actually true. People are like, but Kansas is so great to die in. Well. Yes.
We ain't dead yet. Why do we live here?
There's people that
take your son, kidnap him, let's move.
I can't do that. I'd
you
get
can
arrested.
Here,
I, well,
yes,
can.
But not in a different state.
I think that kidnapping applies across state lines.
Nah,
friend.
They don't
sure.
look in other states. Trust me.
I took my kid from Arkansas and they never look.
They never look. They wouldn't expect one state over.
Wait, there's no income tax in Florida? That's why that rich guy that used to work with you had a Florida license plate.
Because
there's no income tax.
Yep.
You got an eyelash on your nose. Can I get it?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, your mic is so loud.
Oh, yeah.
I baby. Can hear me touching your nose.
Touch my nose.
Like, it's
I
like
can certainly feel it.
It's ASMR nose touching.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only thing you get. See? All of you smarter. Because... You can't knock the microphone.
Oh, I could do that. It will affect everything.
I mean, yeah, we hear it, but yeah. It ruins ASMR. Like, the point of ASMR is people to crank it up and then hear things, you know?
Oh, it opened up. Ah, stop it. Stop it. I can't take it.
That's true. Texas is big. Or Alaska.
Can't live in Texas alone.
They could.
No way.
No, they couldn't. Because Beijing, right?
Beijing, and, yeah.
Did you know,
Africa.
Did you know, by the way, that America is the third largest country by population?
No. Isn't what's that? The first?
China.
What's the second?
India. We just did this. We're supposed to be making people smarter, man.
Where was I?
Right there! We just talked about this!
Flamed shadows! Hey, brother, sister, man.
Where was
child,
I?
Girl?
Person? Oh my god, chat. Well, hello everybody. How are you doing out there? We're the Seth and Colby Show.
We are.
Seth, he's Colby. We got 10 minutes left.
We
somehow.
Do things.
We haven't done anything.
You both okay?
No. We've been okay for over a decade.
No. If you're saying that we're okay in your opinion, thank you. But if you're asking if we're okay personally?
Mentally and physically okay? No.
No.
Definitely, absolutely not.
My back is going to break like a pretzel.
Hey, where's the back brace, man?
I gave up on it.
You know you could send that back.
I was wearing it today and then it hurt.
Okay.
I just wanted it to be off.
What about Canada? We're the largest country but so few people. Yeah, but most of it's like uninhabitable, right?
Basement. It's not a shorter show. It's a shorter show, but then like 5 minutes after the show ends.
This is actually longer than all of our shows.
I play games. And yeah. It's basically the show. I'm just playing a fucking game.
Yeah, we're gonna play Until Dawn in 10 minutes.
I'm gonna be scared shitless.
Me too.
And I asked for this.
You did. You regret it?
If Outlast was picked, yes.
Well, guys, you know what to vote for next week.
Resident Evil, I don't give a shit about.
You would hate that game because it's a video game.
Yeah.
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 Aliens, don't give a shit about.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would vote for that because it's boring.
Outlast, though.
I think we gotta add Outlast to the list, just even if we don't play scary games then.
I looked up that and Until Dawn to look at previews of what I'm
don't
getting myself into.
Don't you feel like that's cheating, chat, by the
it
way?
It is, kind of, yeah, but I can't help myself.
I mean, you can. Don't type.
No, I can't. I can't.
So you don't like Game of Thrones spoilers, but you're okay spoiling the video game?
Yeah, because I haven't gotten to the spoiler bit.
Well, you know what it's
I got to
like?
The... Okay, you can spoil the first minute of Game of Thrones for me. First minute.
Okay.
Daenerys is on screen.
I wanted to spoil something big, but there's probably people in chat that
ooh,
I would spoil.
Fuck off, bitch.
Oh, is Britt in here? Britt, you want to hear something, really?
Shut up! Our friendship will be ended. Show will be canceled. We'll never come online again if you tell me a goddamn Game of Thrones spoiler.
Thanks, Flame, for the follow, man, dude. I don't know any spoilers yet. I don't know any spoilers.
You will, though, and when you do, don't fucking say
I
a
won't
word.
Tell you, man. I will do what I did last year, and for 6 straight months,
that's fine.
I will make thinly veiled references to the fact that I know spoilers enough to get you to this level right here, and then I will milk this energy for the podcast. Because I will know some spoilers,
I've threatened to stab you countless times over our lifetime.
Yes.
I will really stab you.
You actually have, in our lifetime, actually stabbed me. Not with a knife.
Not pierced the skin.
No, but it's hurt.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
I know, right? I don't want it.
There's no spoilers out there yet, man.
It will, though! It will leak like all the others have!
Yeah.
But there may be, like, 4 plot lines that end it.
Like, people on Twitch are like actual big streamers, not us. But, like, actual streamers, they're like, we can't watch movies anymore and not be spoiled. Because people will just come in there and be like, Han dies, you know?
Well, don't even talk about it, then. I wouldn't mention it.
No, it doesn't matter. People just go into the chat and leave it.
Just Han dies?
Yeah.
Random game. I'm playing Halo, and Han dies comes up?
No, it's in their chat, you dingus!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, people just go into chat and put spoilers in there. All the time people do that.
Assholes.
You've never been on, like, Instagram and seen a
chat.
Spoiler?
I wouldn't even look at chat.
You barely do now, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. I've been reading messages.
You have tonight, but wait till the game starts in 5 minutes. You will
That's
never look
true.
At chat again.
I can't do both.
You can't look at chat and
physically,
play
physically, mentally cannot
spoiler,
do
spoiler, winter comes.
That's true.
Belgium is, like, 380 people per kilometer squared. We don't know what kilometers.
Okay. I get that the White Walkers are going to come.
Oh, my God. Are we
They're going to have a battle.
Okay.
And then... one of the two is going to sit on the fucking throne.
Or maybe none of them will. Maybe there won't be a throne left.
Nope. That's not going to happen.
What if it does, though?
It's not going to happen.
What if it does, though?
It's not going to happen.
But what if it does, though?
Either way, any of the smaller plot lines, that's what I don't want ruined. Like what happens with Tormund and Brienne.
Okay, so chat, now you know what to spam when the spoilers are out.
Secretly, I want that. I don't want the other thing.
Good save, dude. You taught him, yeah.
Don't kill me. This will kill me if you reveal Game of Thrones.
I'm not going to reveal anything.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them.
What about the people who aren't here that show up in 8 months?
Well, they won't know that I care this much.
You literally talk about Game of Thrones more than I talk about vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like three things in your life you care about. Brit,
the only thing I watch
Miller Lite,
YouTube anymore,
and Game of Thrones.
Which is Game of Thrones
and
shit.
Paul Manafort.
I watched 3 hours of Game of Thrones behind the scenes today.
It's disgusting.
For no reason.
Honestly.
I know, it really is.
Taylor, I will DM you the spoilers in Discord the second you want them. Anyone who wants spoilers, I'm your guy. I love spoilers. Spoil it up. Just don't do it to Colby.
No.
He will die inside.
I will.
Be very sad.
I will very much die.
Yeah. And the thing is that Britt, his girlfriend, is just like me. She loves the spoilers. So you're going to go home. Spoiler threat. You're going to come here.
I told her basically the same thing.
You can't stab your girlfriend.
I didn't mention stabbing.
Right.
But I had a very serious tone being like, you can't know this shit before me.
Well, the thing is that if you stab Britt.
And if you do, don't tell me.
She'd go to the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, right.
I would be like, dude, please don't.
Don't do it again.
Please don't stab me.
You'll get
me back. I wouldn't even tell you not to do it again because you can do what you want. But please. Just find it in your heart to not stab me.
I probably won't unless you tell me Game of Thrones.
And spoilers. I won't tell you Game of Thrones spoilers. But chat might. Trump Colby's cell number in the chat. Just text him at 4 a.m. Brienne and Torbjorn or whatever his name die. You know?
Torbjorn.
Well, what's his name?
Torbjorn.
What's his name?
We in Overwatch now?
You don't remember it, do you?
It's Tormund.
You almost said Torbjorn.
I almost did, mainly because it's a fun word to say.
Torbjorn's a great word, dude.
Answer the question, how hyped about World War III?
Let me know when the players are announced. That's what I would have to say.
About World War III?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't be hyped about a game if I don't know who's playing.
Is it a game?
I mean...
You play the Game of Thrones,
or you die.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Okay, guys. Let's. I'm actually really excited to see this game because I hear nothing but good things about it. So hold on, we're both going to take a drink.
Bracket drops.
Yeah, that World War III bracket is going to be so lit, dude.
USA, France, Britain, Japan.
What are the seeds, though?
Versus Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba.
Cuba?
Cuba. That's how you say it,
man. What are they going to do? Hurl 1950s automobiles at us?
They got 1900 bombs of some sort.
China.
China.
Okay, guys, here's what's going to happen. Okay, first of all of you people who are here and you're new, thank you for being here. Let me tell you a little bit about our show, just so you know, okay? We do a podcast. It's literally these shenanigans for the entire episode, okay? We do two a week. One, it started an hour ago every Thursday, okay? Or if you're in Australia, Friday, all right? And then the next one is Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central European Time, okay? That's when it is. We do 2 hours on Sunday of these shenanigans. We should really just start drinking shows, both shows.
Really should.
Maybe I should just drink both shows, since you're worried about the beer gut and whatever. And it's too late.
I already drink on the weekends.
I mean, this is Sprite Zero and vodka,
it's
honestly.
Really bad. I don't drink 3 days. I drink 4 days.
Right. Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might as well just keep it on. Do you drink on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Well, let's just start early. This is day drink Sunday. There, right. Boom. Drinking shows all the time now.
I need to go to the gym on Saturdays then.
Yeah, okay, sure. Uh-huh, me too. Okay, so we do that. Every Thursday night, my best friend right here, Colby, he does a segment called Colby Plays Games. It's for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
Okay, we take a 5-minute break so he can pee, then we come back and he plays video games for 2 hours.
Yep.
Why is it interesting to watch Colby play games? Well, because 5 years ago he loved video games, even though he'll say he didn't. He's wearing a literal shirt with a video game on it.
This is just zombies, man.
No, and now...
Just zombie shirt.
Chat didn't believe that he didn't like games, and so what started as some kind of weird joke where we make Colby play a game turned into an actual full-blown segment, where if you're in the Discord or you follow us on Twitter, there's a poll every week that you can vote in for the next game that Colby will play.
They're all really bad.
But they're great games for Colby to play.
They're terrible.
By the way, this week, Colby decided he wanted to play scary games. So we put four scary games up, Until Dawn 1. That's what we're going to play tonight. And by we, I mean Colby Y. I sit in the back and cover my eyes because we're both scared of games and scary things. Colby's,
I'll be fine.
I'm not.
I'll be
not.
Fine.
I will not. So that's what's going to happen. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play. Colby plays games. We're not going to play it. We're going to stream it. And then Colby's going to play Until Dawn.
I'm going to play it.
That's the idea.
That's it.
So everyone else, the people who aren't on Twitch right now live, thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Twitch.
The video is on demand at twitch.tv/SaidThatColby. The audio is on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. There's also an RSS feed. All the links at SaidThatColby.com. That's where we check out. If you're new here and you want to follow us on social media or you want to join the Discord, all the links are in the chat. We have a P.O. Box at P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas, 67275. What?
That's one thing I forgot to do.
What?
I still have to do.
Pay for the P.O. Box?
Pop-ups.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I already pay for that.
I just want to make sure.
Comes out automatically.
I just want to make sure, man. Okay? So, all the links are in the chat. We appreciate you. We thank you for being here. If you're watching live on Twitch, go nowhere. We're going to come back with more fun and more shenanigans in a little bit. So, give us a second. Everybody else, thanks for being here. We'll see you on Sunday. All right? BRB, Twitch. We'll be right back.